Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. And as always, I start every episode just thanking everyone for the support and any feedback you might have. You guys, you know, help keep the podcast going. And I always appreciate it when I talk about it on the show. People mention to me all the time when I'm out at card shows or on Twitter or Instagram, wherever. Just appreciate all the support. You can download for free on Audacy.com or wherever you get your podcasts, Amazon, Google, Apple Play, and let a friend or a family member or somebody you know who might be into collecting know about the podcast and have them download, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. So let's just get right to it. My next guest here is Kevin Schwartz, one of the owners of the Detroit Sports Spectacular. And if you don't know what that is, this is the second year they're doing it. It's a huge card show. It's going to be a yearly thing from what I know. Right, Kevin? Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be bringing it to Detroit year in and year out. That was our goal when we started it last year.
Yeah, so last year was the first year I attended last year. Great show. I think the more shows, the better. I enjoy whether it's a small local show at a VFW or a big show like this. And so I know, Kevin, when you talk to your partners, you guys run also the Chicago show. And I don't know what got you guys to decide, hey, we need to do one in Detroit as well.
Done a bunch of business in Detroit over the years. Schwartz Sports, which is one of our companies, which is a company that I manage on a day-to-day basis. We've represented Barry Sanders for over 20 years. And, you know, he's always been like, hey, we don't have this here. And other people in Detroit have said, we don't have like that mega show here and we need one. With all of our knowledge of Detroit, it literally seemed like a market that was missing that show with more national film, national dealers, national players coming in. I know there's a lot of, like you said, like hotel shows and mall shows and stuff like that. But, you know, and we've brought guys to those shows before. I've had Billy Sims at those shows and guys like that before. But it doesn't have that national feel. It's kind of more, localized. And we wanted to kind of bring something that, you know, they have in New York and Chicago and other major markets to Detroit. And, you know, it's really done well. The fans in Detroit are just beyond excited about their teams right now. Between Michigan winning last year and Detroit Lions, you know, I'm from Chicago and I still want the Lions to win.
Well, yeah, you're definitely right about the market being hot for sports. I'm obviously the hobby in general has been hot for years now, but Detroit sports is just on fire this past year or so. You mentioned even the college, you know, with Michigan and everything like that. So, yeah, people are really into, you know, collecting their favorite teams, and it helps when your favorite team is actually doing well. So that's a good thing. Before we continue, though, can you let people know the website so they can, for any more information on the dates and the people, all the athletes that are signing, and we'll get to that in a minute. But what's the website and the dates of when Detroit Sports Spectacular is going to be?
Yeah, our show is May 30th through June 1st. It's at the Suburban Show Place Collection Center in Novi, Michigan. That's 46100 Grand River Avenue in Novi. You can view all of our information, including local hotels are available, all of our autograph guests, times, pricing, date, everything at our website, DetroitSportsSpectacular.com.
Yeah, so it's a 3-day event, people. You can buy a ticket for any particular day that you want to go, or you can buy a 3-day pass. I know you guys have VIP passes available too, which includes like early entry and things like that, right?
We have sold out the VIP passes, but
Oh,
we
you have
do
sold
have
out? Oh, man.
we just sold out the VIP passes. We only had about 250 of those packages available. Those unfortunately sold out last week. But we do have 3-day passes, which gets you the sneak peek on Friday before the general public, as well as admission to trade night, which is Saturday night afterwards in the hotel ballrooms attached to the convention center. And it gets you admission to all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have autographed guests signing throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah, the guest list is crazy, and we'll get to some of that. But for the full list, like Kevin said, go ahead and head to the website. And there's also a trade night, like you mentioned too, with all details on that. Unfortunately, yeah, there is no more VIP passes left, but there is maybe some very limited vending spots left that if you're looking to maybe set up, right, Kevin?
Yeah, we do have some open availability, random vendor table still available. If interested, go to our website. We got our vendor contact person on there. You can fill out an application for being a vendor at the Detroit Sports Spectacular Show and send that to us. Yeah, so we got some spots. We have a floor plan that you could choose from and everything like that. So there is some availability for people that want to be vendors.
How many tables are we expecting at the show, Kevin?
It's a couple hundred. I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head. They all change those floor plans on us just a little bit. But we're gonna have a couple hundred top dealers, a lot of local ones from Michigan area, but also we got our national pool of vendors that we worked with at a Chicago show for years.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that I love about the bigger shows is you get like I don't mind going to local shows, like I mentioned. I've mentioned the podcast a lot. I go to shows almost every weekend, it seems like, just to check around what may be. You never know what you're gonna find. But at the bigger shows like this, is you're gonna get dealers from outside the area, whether it's Chicago, Ohio, or Florida, New York, even California. I know that there were some dealers last year that flew out from there that I got to, you know, talk to. And there's gonna be cards that you may not have ever seen in person, cards that you couldn't find, things like that. That's what the best thing about the bigger shows are, is finding maybe those hard to find cards or cards you didn't even know were out there. So that's one of the cool things about bigger shows like this, and seeing new dealers means new cards, which is really cool.
Yeah, we always also get the feel too that the bigger shows, with the large autograph lineups where they're expecting lots and lots of fans, that the card guys will bring more unique cards to the floor. Just like the autograph memorabilia dealers, they tend to bring more elaborate stuff. I know in Chicago we have an unlimited amount of Jordan stuff on the floor here, and you'll see Kobe stuff on the floor and even more unique stuff like that. I think last year I saw a Ruth item on the floor in Detroit. Probably not something you see at some of the more local regional shows.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with those. But I mean, with things like that you mentioned there, so there is going to be an admission fee, like you said, and all that pricing is online. But what the admission fee is, because You also get access to some incredible signers. Like there's a ton. This I saw the guests, you know, the autograph guest list this year. It's long, it's lengthy, a lot of local guys, but also national guys that you might not be able to have access to. Where, you know, in the past you don't want to maybe get on a flight and maybe even book a hotel somewhere. But here, if it's local in your backyard, like Reggie Jackson's coming. You know, how many times are you gonna see him and you know, be able to get an autograph from him, maybe? And or Michael Penix, I know is another national guy that's gonna be here. Locally, Jared Goff, like he's not a guy that signs a ton. And I know right now the Lions are on fire. And if you want a Goff auto, you know, Detroit Sports Spectacular there. Obviously, with I think Gibbs is on the list, Barry Sanders. And if you want the whole list, it's on the website, but it's a great one. Anyone stand out to you, Kevin?
I think you hit a couple of them already. In Goff's and Gibbs, they're really popular right now. This will be the first time ever that Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders have done a public autograph signing on at the same time on the same day. So we do have that unique photo opportunity with the both of them. And even a guy like JJ McCarthy, who I know Michigan loves because he won the national title a year ago, but he's now in Minnesota. So you're not going to see him back there all that often. They just get busy. The one local guy that kind of stuck out for us was Armando Galarraga. We didn't realize how limited he's actually signed. Kind of an interesting, more unique niche kind of player, but that's the great thing about a show like ours that, you know, we trying to bring a bunch of national guys. We still trying to find those niche local guys that might not be out there all the time in that city.
No, that's a good point. So if you were at the game or you know someone who had a ticket or something from the game, a program, whatever, here's your chance to get that signed by Armando Galarraga in the imperfect game, which, you know, made it more famous, obviously, than actually just pitching a regular perfect game. Another niche athlete, kind of, you could say, that's going to be there that doesn't sign often is Bill Laimbeer. For anyone that has the Bad Boys Championship memorabilia, or a jersey or a card. I know Bill Laimbeer does not sign a ton, so that's a good one to come down here and get too. So this is an opportunity to get those autographs that, you know, these guys don't sign a ton. Calvin, you mentioned earlier, I know this is the first time him and Barry will be together in a public signing, but he hasn't really signed much throughout his career at all. And I think he's starting a little bit now lately, but that's a, you know, a big one right there too. You're right.
Yeah, it tends to change that with guys like Calvin when they get in the Hall of Fame. I think they feel that, like, they want to go meet the fans. They, you know, that's the fans help get them there and help give them that drive and everything. So you do sometimes see them a little bit more. They also get really busy when they're still in season playing. So once they're retired and it slows down a lot for them, and, you know, you'll see them pop up here and there a little bit more. But yeah, even Calvin, he's still not readily available. He just, you know, here and there he'll spot a signing and stuff like that. But, you know, and then the other thing that we wanted to do too, we wanted to bring some national guys in as well. Like, we got some baseball Hall of Famers, like you said, Reggie Jackson, Wade Boggs. And then, you know, even on football, like, we got like Jim Plunkett and Christian Leitner coming in and Daryl Sittler, you know, so just stuff from outside of the Detroit area. Cause I know we get asked a lot of questions about that. Hey, I know people sometimes feel like, hey, all I get is Lions and Pistons and Tigers and Red Wings, and I want some national names here. So we tried to bring some of those guys in as well.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's a lot easier to make the drive than actually book a flight and do all the other stuff to try to track these guys down. So if you're bringing them here, that makes it easier for the fans here who have been looking for those guys maybe for some time, and get them while you can, you know. But yeah, that's one of the, like I said, that's one of the awesome things about these bigger shows is you have these athletes coming in. But also, can people bring down things to get authenticated? I know you said there, I think we talked off the air that there's going to be some authentication companies on there. So maybe they have something already signed by some of these guys. Can they get it authenticated at the show?
Yeah, we always get the question of, can I bring my autographed item in to get authenticated? Can I bring my card in to get graded and slapped and encapsulated? And we always make sure we have that option to offer. We're going to have Beckett Authentication and JSA CSG on the floor. They're going to be taking submissions throughout the weekend. You can submit, through Beckett and CSG You can submit your cards. JSA does autographs, and they actually do the autographs on site if you want to get your item authenticated. JSA is our sponsor for that as well.
Yeah, and that's always good to get them authenticated, people, especially if you're like, you know, looking to maybe possibly resell it down the line in the future, or even if you pass it on to your family, just to know that it's authenticated in case, you know, for whatever reason down the line. I mean, you don't have to go through all that again. I always recommend doing it on the spot, and that's like the most, one of the most important things, other than like maybe getting a picture of the athlete signing it or something, you know. That's the ultimate one, right?
I'm with you. I tell everyone to get your item authenticated because you never know. I got friends from the hobby and friends from outside the hobby that go, I have this football and I'm looking to sell it. And what do I, you have to go through the process now. If you just did it when it got signed, it's taken care of and it's ready for you.
Yeah. I mean, I get emails all the time. Yeah, you're right. My friends or people I don't know, just, you know, they know what I do and they say, hey, how much is this worth? And I'm like, first question I ask is this authenticated? Because otherwise, I mean, you're going to have a hard time. You need to get it authenticated for anyone to, you know, to really give you any real money for it.
Yeah, exactly. One of the great things about this industry, especially in the last decade or so, is the fans have become really knowledgeable about the value of stuff and the authentication process and just the products that are available and what all the steps mean. So it's great that our customers are as knowledgeable or sometimes more knowledgeable than even the vendors on some of this stuff. But I think the industry and the fans of the hobby have done such a great job of just kind of making the authentication process and the certification processes so readily known so that everyone who's new to the industry knows, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I know it needs to be authentic.
Yeah, exactly. So you spoke like, you know, you work a lot with Barry Sanders. Obviously, he is one of the most favorite athletes here in Detroit. And actually, nationally, I think he's beloved too. I feel like no one has a bad thing to say about Barry Sanders. Like, I feel like he's one of the most beloved athletes of like all time. Barry, but I feel like he's been signing more lately. What's going on with Barry and or just interacting with his fans more? You know, I feel like Barry's kind of come out of his shell because when he was playing, very private guy, he didn't say too much, you know, kept to himself. But now I feel like after his playing days, he's like, you know, definitely willing to be in the public more. And can you share some stories about Barry and how he's been lately about this stuff?
So, yeah, I've known Barry for two decades plus. Definitely a private person. That's not lost on anybody. But you know what? He loves his fans and he is very humble and grateful for the support and the encouragement that all of his fans give him. You'll see him at the public line. He will literally sit there, shake everyone's hand, ask you your name, take a photo with you. He's very grateful and feels very blessed that he gets that kind of love from the fans and especially from the city of Detroit. When I walk out with Barry, you hear the Barry, Barry, Barry chants over and over and over again. They don't stop all day. So it's great.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, not, you know, locally, obviously he's really loved, but I just feel like the guy, I mean, wherever you go with Barry, everyone just starts chanting Barry, Barry, Barry. And just like, I feel like even like the Bears fans or Packer fans don't even have anything bad to say about Barry.
We got the chance in New York last year. So if you could get the chance in New York, I think you're pretty big star and have just a, it's just amazing the amount of respect that he, you know, brought to the game and that is how he held himself and everything like that. And you know, that he's just so, feels so grateful and honored and privileged to be figure that he is to the people in Detroit, but also around the country and football fans in general. They just really have a special place for him, I think.
Absolutely. It's kind of like he's definitely an ambassador of like Lions football, but almost like just the NFL, unspoken, unwritten, you know, like, you know, he represents the NFL well in himself and his family. So
he does. Yeah. He'll never talk bad about any of it. He's very grateful. You know, he's very excited about coming out to Detroit. I talked to him a couple weeks ago and you know, he's excited. Shows in his backyard. He wants to be there. He's I know he's calling the some of the guys that are coming in town and asking them, you know, like, you're going to show up, right? Like I want you there. I want you in Detroit. I want, like, they deserve this. Let's put on a big show for them.
Awesome. So the show is obviously, you know, a lot of sports cards, and that's what people expect at, you know, sports card show. But right now, the Pokemon phenomenon that is going around the country, at least I know I see it here locally for sure, is they are, it's a hot, you know, cards and TCG. If you go anywhere, you can't find any Pokemon cards for whatever reason. Do you have any idea, and maybe you don't, Kevin, I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you have any idea how many vendors will be selling Pokemon? How much Pokemon will be at the show? What's the split going to be like? Or I remember last year, I don't remember a ton of it, but I got to imagine there's going to be some this year for sure, more than last year.
So as you said, we do our Chicago show, and we had our show about 2 months ago. And a year ago in Chicago, very little amount of Pokemon. This year, it felt like half the tables had Pokemon on.
Wow.
So the card vendors from around the country, the big guys that are coming in, they're bringing Pokemon with them. They know it's hot. They're into it too. It's going to be on the floor. The Pokemon craze can't be stopped at these shows. It's everywhere right now.
Yeah, because I go to a lot of local shows, Kevin, and I see, like, before, like, let's say even a year or 2 years ago, it's like 90% sports, maybe even more, who knows. Gradually, it has gone into, like, I see some shows are 50-50, honestly, you know, some are, you know, 60-40 sports, but, like, it's not uncommon now to see, I can't even go into a card show and not find less than 35% Pokemon. Like, that would be the bare minimum. Like, that's how hot it is. Some sports guys I know have flipped over completely to Pokemon. Some have to keep it in their showcases to have some variety for people that are looking for it. But yeah, this craze isn't stopping. And if it's going by your Chicago show, yeah, I expect the Pokemon to be a presence at the Detroit show.
Yeah, I have no doubt there'll be Pokemon on the floor. It's whether, like you said, whether it's be 35%, 50%, 60%. But I know we got a lot of card guys coming in. I know a couple of the larger companies from the Detroit area or Michigan area. They're already in the Pokemon, so you're gonna see it on the floor. It kind of popped out of nowhere, where all of a sudden it just became this big little monster in the collector world.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Have you seen anything like this in any of the shows that you've, you know, promoted or, you know, been around?
Not how quickly the Pokemon craze popped up. You know, I saw helmets in. Became really popular when they started doing specialty helmets for Del did about 7-8 years ago. But even that took some time. I felt like the Pokemon craze, like, literally popped up overnight at these shows. And it's very, it's great. Just, I love the industry. So anything that just keeps adding to it and building on it, you know, gives us something more to kind of keep going in the collecting world. I think it's great. I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the industry. And, you know, I think for the cards too. I think, you know, if you're a sports card guy and only sports card guy, you're like, hey, these people aren't buying sports cards as much. The prices might go down a little bit because they're all buying Pokemon now. So I think it's great. And I'm glad that the vendors have taken notice of it and trying to give the collectors and the fans what they're looking for.
Yeah, so this show should have a little bit of everything for everybody. I mean, that, you know, you go where the kind of money is, I guess, in a way. Like, if this is what the people want, this is what you got to provide them, right? So yeah, you're right about the vendors going, like, hey, I need to diversify what I'm selling because this is what people are asking for. And I know a lot of people are having a hard time finding certain things. So I know a couple of people that actually set up in the Chicago show, and they said this was the best they ever did. Like, it was just, you know, nonstop, and they did a bunch of deals, whether it's trading, selling, or even buying themselves. And that's another thing, Kevin, right? You can bring your cards down there and trade into other cards or sell to these vendors. And if you're looking to move some things, like, it's just a really fun atmosphere for all collectors to do, you know, you buy, sell, or trade.
Absolutely. I know our vendors are there to do business, and that means buy, sell, trade to them. They're working deals, they're buying lots, they're selling stuff, they're doing it all. They're there to do what they do, but they love being involved with it and doing it, and they're there to work deals with customers, whatever that means at that time. So you'll see all of it there. Definitely buy, sell, trade throughout the whole show.
Yeah, awesome. All right, man. Before I let you go and plug the dates and the website, are you a Chicago sports fan, Kevin?
I am.
All right, man. So you got our offensive coordinator and Ben Johnson, and he came in firing hot. I feel like at his press conferences, and he didn't slow down with the one liners and the quotes. I feel like, how are you feeling about Ben Johnson? How are you feeling about Caleb Williams? And is this going to be a season for the Bears to compete with the Lions?
I don't think they're competing with the Lions quite yet. I think it's more a year where they might be able to compete with the Packers, but the Lions, you know, they're not that top 2-3 team in the NFC yet. Caleb Williams needs a couple more years. I think Ben Johnson was a great pickup for them. I saw what he did in Detroit the last couple years, but Lions are still well ahead of them. They should be able to walk right through that NFC North division.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, but I feel like this division is getting tighter and tighter as the days go by. I mean, Ben Johnson was great here. Obviously, I don't want to say he like unlocked Jared Goff, because Goff went to a Super Bowl before, Ben Johnson, but he kind of like, he showed people that, obviously Goff is still a good quarterback and with good weapons and, what you can do with an offense. And I know obviously he's looking to do the same thing with Caleb Williams, unlock his potential and the weapons that you guys got. I mean, you drafted a local guy from University of Michigan and Loveland. So, I mean, he could be your Laporta. Obviously you got receiver in Rome Odunze. And so, this should be a fun division, to say the least, though. I mean, even if the Bears aren't quite there yet, I feel like them, we mentioned JJ with the Vikings, Jordan Love. I mean, there's some firepower in this division now.
Definitely. Any division that has four really good starting quarterbacks, which that division now has, that's just a fun one to watch. I'm glad I get to watch it every weekend myself. And, I think it'll be a fun one to watch for a couple more years here.
Yeah, and it's still weird for me to hear the other teams respect the Lions now. Like, before it wasn't like this, so it took a while. But Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, they came in and did their thing. So they're definitely, I mean, when you win 15 games, you have to earn some respect from throughout the league, though, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Kevin, one last time. That website and the dates are May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st is the show. It's a three-day show, Detroit Sports Spectacular. Where can they go for more information for all the pricing and tickets and guest lineup?
Yeah, you can go to DetroitSportsSpectacular.com. All the information is on our website. The show is at the Suburban Clutch and Show Place in Novi, Michigan, May 30th through June 1st. All autographed tickets and admission tickets are now available on our website at DetroitSportsSpectacular.com.
Kevin, awesome. I appreciate it. And I know this is a thing that you guys want to have annually. I think Michigan deserves a big annual, big show. And I appreciate you guys putting it together. And I will definitely see you down there, man.
All right. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, guys. As always, appreciate you listening. Any feedback, always feel I'm always open to it. Listen, email me at kanecollects@gmail.com. You know the drill, let everybody know about the podcast. And as always, collect what you love, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.